Above the Basement, Boston Music and Conversation is recorded at beautiful Woods Hill Table Restaurant in West Concord, Massachusetts. Woods Hill Table owns a farm in Bath, New Hampshire, where they raise their own meat. They offer a full raw bar and fresh fish caught off the coast of Massachusetts, and they even harvest their own maple syrup and honey for use in the restaurant. Local farms supply all their vegetables and grains, and Chef Charlie Foster uses international cooking techniques to create fantastic, seasonally focused cuisine. Go to woodshilltable.com for reservations or call 978-369-369.
You can stay up late, talk to heads of state. All you get is just another definition of dumb.
Hey everybody, this is Ronnie Hirschberg from Above the Basement, Boston Music and Conversation. Drummer, guitarist, singer, and songwriter extraordinaire, Will Davies joins us this time around. Will is currently with the band Big Giant, but has been in numerous other bands you may have heard of, including New Million Bucks, The Elderly, and Kingsley Flood. Mr. Davies is also a pretty smart guy and is currently getting his master's in psychotherapy. We had a great conversation with Will, and we were also fortunate enough to have singer Andrea Kremer join us. Andrea is also a proprietor of a music marketing agency called Shaken Howdy. At the end, you'll hear a full version of a great song called Forward. So here's our conversation with Will and Andrea, recorded at Woods Hill Table in Concord, Massachusetts.
But okay, well, so thank you guys for both coming. This is a nice surprise, Andrea, to have you, Andrea Kremer?
Kramer.
Okay.
Either one, really.
Okay.
Just whatever.
Well, I thought it was Kremer.
It is.
Oh, it's Kremer. Okay.
All right, well, let's get it. We already, our first guest, we pronounced
is it Kremer?
We pronounced her name incorrectly.
It's really, like, okay, so here's the deal. You would think that my father-in-law would be the authority on this, and he's like, it's whatever, whichever one.
How's it spelled?
So, K-R-E-M-E-R.
Right, thought so.
It's Kremer.
Kremer. Andrea Kremer, not a sportscaster.
Not a sportscaster,
okay,
sadly.
Just want to make sure that.
I could be, but no one wants
that's
that.
That's amazing.
I'd be
that's
like,
a coincidence.
Those guys are going that way.
And we also have Mr. Will Davies, a.k.a. MC Silver Fox.
That's right, thank you. With geriatrics, I am MC Silver Fox.
Yes.
That's my rap name.
Well, you know, it's funny because...
Can I tell you?
I'm serious.
Yeah.
No, he's totally serious.
All right. So, Will, Andrea.
Yeah.
It's really cool to meet you both. So, I was introduced to you by Chucky, of course.
Chucky?
And, sorry.
We called him Chucky in high school.
Yes. Yeah, that's vaguely
I'm
familiar.
I'm 48
to
years old now. You can stop calling me Chucky.
And
I used to be Willie, too.
I Googled MC Silver Fox.
Oh, okay. Is there somebody? Is there another one?
Because I wondered.
Oh, no.
A lot of this was sort of, you know, I did a little listening.
He's been traveling. He's been
wonderful, wonderful music. I was away last week. But so apparently there's this rapper and there's a great video called Back in Da Days, D-A-D-A-Z-E.
Oh, yeah?
And it's pretty good, actually.
Nice.
And it's MC Silver Fox.
Really? We have a song called Back in 72. That's Geriatrics with two X's.
Yes,
oh,
two
yeah.
X's.
We were an offshoot of my other band, The Elderly.
Oh, yes.
The Elderly and then the rap offshoot, Geriatrics.
And then eventually you like the dead and rotting. That's what you are.
Yeah.
You keep on
well,
going
the idea was,
further.
I mean, some of the raps were about waiting in line at the buffet line at the old folks' home, you know, this about wearing polyester pants or something.
4 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's being tired at 4 p.m., all kinds of stuff. Exactly.
Now, did Geriatrics and the... The Elderly, there's any connection there? Was that your next band? Did you think well, we're in the Elderly?
Joe and I are Geriatrics, Joe Kowalski. And he's the bass player, keyboard player, and various stuff in The Elderly. There's eight of us in the elderly.
That's the parrot tune.
Right? Yep. And then there's the song that I wrote from that is Out of Wood.
Are you the one who's like on the parrot? You guys?
Yeah, yeah. I'm the rapping guy.
Rapper. That's pretty good.
You guys listened to the first song.
Yeah, I listened to the whole thing. I've been listening to you like for a while now, like listening to them over and over again. I
appreciate that.
And trying to figure out the differences between the bands, and it's pretty. Yeah. The elderly is. I mean, the last album with Parrot. I mean, that's very different from
right
from what you know from what you're doing with Big Giant.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But before I go there, you know, you and I, we went to high school together. We
right.
Mentioned that, and you know, we weren't friends back then. But
we knew each other. Yeah.
We knew each other, right. And I didn't know you were a musician just because I just transferred to the high school at that time. But
when did you transfer? I
transferred my junior year.
Oh,
school.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. So I was only there my last 2 years. And I remember you hanging out in the oven back there. And I think
Oven and the scum hole.
I don't remember the scum hole, but I remember the oven. But
the scum hole was on the other side of the
Concord,
oven.
Carlisle?
Concord, Carlisle.
Concord,
Carlisle.
Yeah. Scum hole? That's where you're an oxymoron.
Everything's relative.
I don't remember the scum hole. But
that was near the store. The scum hole was on the right. The oven was on the left. Yeah, okay. The school store was right there.
But, you know, I kind of touched base with you again through Facebook and, you know, later on in our lives. And you, with something we were talking about earlier, you're a pretty prolific guy as far as, like, how many bands you are in. I mean, we've talked to people who are, like, who have been in bands. Like, you know, they just gig out and they're just professional bassists or something like that. So they gig with various bands and stuff like that. But you actually start all these bands. Can I just list some of them here? So you've got The Elderly, Big Giant, New Million Box, Geriatrics, Dearborn Valley, Kingsley Flood, Sharecropper, Severe Weather Orchestra. Oh, Steve Weather Orchestra?
Steve Walter.
Steve Walter.
I love
this. Severe Weather Orchestra.
I like that too.
Write that one down. Sorry.
Yeah. Brookside Bunnies, The Easy Reasons, The I Want You, and The Shambolics. And I'm probably missing about 20 more, right?
No, that's it, I think. I didn't start all of those. I mean, some of them I just played drums in. Okay. Kingsley Flood wasn't started by me, for example. They went on to play Newport Jazz Festival.
Yeah, yeah.
Folk Festival.
Chris Barrett. I'm sorry. Yeah. Chris Barrett is in.
Peter Barrett was in XS back in the day. I saw a picture of them with. I'm friends with Greg Hogan and Glenn Angel. These high school kids. There's a picture of them actually with the drummer for. He went on to play in Big Dipper. Jeff Oliphant.
Oh, Jeff. Yeah, I know Jeff.
Oh, you know Jeff. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they were in a band called XS in high school.
Okay.
But not in excess, but XS. This was actually before in excess were popular. So. And I think it was their XS because in excess came out. I don't remember the exact order, but yeah, Kingsley Flood is something that I joined. The I Want You, I joined on drums. Now I play with I'm forgetting Og Stone and the Love Connection. I think it is.
That's the
except
new.
Except it's
one
not the Love Connection. It's the Love something.
Og Stone. It's a great name.
AUG. Yeah, Og Stone. It's kind of like a Lou Reed.
Og Stone
soul.
And the Love Conspiracy.
Love Conspiracy.
Yeah. I like it. So are you?
I play drums with that, but. That's his stuff. I just sat in and started playing.
You grew up playing the guitar. That was your main instrument.
No, drums.
Really?
Yeah. I started drums in fourth grade.
Guitar. Yeah, okay. Well, look
and,
at there you go.
And then in seventh grade, I got a drum set. But then my brother played guitar.
Okay.
And he started when he was 11. And we had a band in high school called Tension. We had a band called Hammerhead. All these really bad bands.
I was in Tequila and the Worms.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good one.
That's a cool one.
Not appropriate for a high school kid, but it sounded
definitely
cool at the time.
Not.
Yeah, I mean, I just have been playing drums. I played drums in bands since high school. I mean, as soon as in fourth grade, I actually started a band. And I sang, we knew Rocky. And I played drums, and like the trumpet player couldn't show up, so I sang the part, you know, like da 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 da, and then the sax came in, and then da da da, and I played drums and sang the trumpet part. I was out of necessity.
Do you have that recorded somewhere?
No, I wish I did.
I feel like that should be our new cover.
I know, right?
You could reenact
that. Crowd pleaser.
It was pretty amazing.
We're adding that to the set list.
I mean, the only reason I mentioned that is because the point is I wanted to put stuff together from the beginning. I was like, let's start a band. We know how to play instruments for like 5 minutes. You know, we've been playing for 5 minutes. Let's go. Al Kaplan was my influence.
I remember Al.
Al used to be able to rip songs off like you wouldn't believe. He's a great songwriter.
Yeah.
But he's the guy who started writing songs, and I was playing drums with him, and then I started copying him and this other guy, Eric Holteen. I don't know if you remember him. He was a very talented guy, but he was the person who influenced me the most, along with Al Kaplan. But I was good at copying. Like, I would write a Cat Stevens song after I learned a Cat Stevens song, then I would write a Cat Stevens song, like my version of it.
Okay.
So I was just good at copying until I became
copying
my own
the
voice.
Style.
Yeah, yeah. Which I still, you know, probably pretty good.
Did you go to college?
Yeah, I went to Berkeley. I'm trying to think. The summer of 87, I went to Berkeley. Then I decided not to go there full time because I was sort of outclassed. I was trying to be a jazz drummer at the time. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't quite good enough, and I was more interested in playing rock and roll anyway. And then I picked up guitar, and I became more interested in songwriting as opposed to getting you know, all the drum rudiments and stuff. But yeah, that was 87. And then I went to Northeast Broadcasting School. I wanted to be a production guy. I should have gone to Emerson, and I should have gone to like LA after that and yeah, worked
Emerson
as a cameraman.
Has a good program there.
That's what I wanted to do. I was like, I'll be a cameraman. And then I never did it. And it's like, that was actually a good idea when I was 18 or something. I should have done that, you know? But anyway, yeah, I went to Northeast Broadcasting School thinking I would learn behind-the-scenes stuff and it would be cheaper than Emerson. And it,
those bands would have never been born.
Right, exactly. I was in a band called The Atomic Cafe back then. I've been in bands ever since I was started playing, basically, in fourth grade.
Has there been a time where there was like a dead part where you were
here and
bands?
There, but not for very long. Not for very long. I would usually start playing drums in a band or something.
How many of these bands do you play simultaneously now?
Big Giant, and now I'm playing with the, what is it?
Ogstone and the Love Conspiracy.
Love Conspiracy, yeah.
Those two now.
Yeah, I just started. I played with Og once, and we're playing again this week.
And you guys are both in Big Giant.
Yes.
Andrea and I are, and we were also in New Million Box.
And what was the impetus to start Big Giant?
Well, it was my friend Dave was playing with somebody. Our drummer, Dave, used to be the drummer of my band Dearborn Valley. He wasn't available to play when New Million Box was around, and then he became available to play. And New Million Box had a harder time rehearsing. We had, you know, people were busy, kids and stuff. So Dave was ready to do a weekly thing, and we kind of just moved it over there. You guys kept doing covers.
I'm still in both bands.
Yeah, she's still in both.
Right. So the other band is still going on.
They're now called the Illharmonic.
They're now called the Boston Illharmonic.
The Boston Illharmonic.
Yeah, we do Illharmonic. Mm. We added a string section. We added a horn section.
Wow.
Well, we had an electric violin.
We have an electric violin. Now we have a viola, too. We added a viola. So okay. We have sections.
So are you guys
in that? I'm in both. He's not.
Right.
You're in both.
She's still in New Million Box, which is now called the Illharmonic. And they do covers. They're not doing...
Right. Okay. We do full albums start to finish, and then we do live band karaoke.
Nice.
At the Lizard Lounge.
At the Lizard Lounge.
Super fun.
We got to see live band karaoke.
You got to participate in live band karaoke. We've done Beatles twice, but I think we're going to switch to Fleetwood Mac 70s. Hits of the 70s.
It'd be fun for us to go as a band too to do it.
You should show up and sing.
Do you go? You just pick it out of a songbook and you just kind of
wing
it?
No, we argue about it for weeks. Yeah. Oh, you mean for the live band karaoke?
Yeah.
Yes. We have a list of songs that we've sort of learned, and so then you sign up. You can sign up in advance online, or you can claim your song, or you can just show up and see what you feel like.
When is that?
It is usually the last Tuesday of every other month, but we took the summer off, so look for that in November, maybe October.
Right.
October seems a little soon, but you never know. Last Tuesday.
Fun. It'll be here before you know it.
True.
Year is flying by.
We're sweating it already.
So we have a hard time just getting together. I have one band and getting together.
You guys
rehearse,
are both in the Butler Frogs?
The Butler Frogs, yes. If we rehearse twice a year, that's we should have like a party because it's impossible.
We'd love to do a gig with
that's
you guys.
Awesome.
I mean, you guys do more covers than originals, or is
well,
it not
we're,
true?
We're aiming towards more originals now. So we're in the studio now
trying to
finish an EP.
We have to add more covers.
Yeah.
if we do certain gigs, we're going to have to do more covers than all originals because people don't.
Yeah, I know.
People like it, but they don't know any of the songs and they want to hear something. They know,
sure. So we've got separate jealousies here. I'm jealous of you doing so many originals and you're jealous of us doing all the covers that we have. So we want to do more originals. That's what we're aiming for. And I love that you guys are doing all your own stuff. I mean,
it's a nice position to be in, I guess, when you have to sort of have to add some covers when you have plenty of originals. You know, it's just that it's tough to get them. Having plenty of originals that people don't know doesn't mean anything for when you want to find a gig. I mean,
right,
you know?
Right. Well, it also depends on where you play. I mean, some places just only want originals, and so
They'll say, "How many people can you draw? You know, what's your draw?" And it's sort of like, maybe two friends each or something. I mean, we don't really have a draw.
The draw, you know, that draw question is always tough.
Doing
now, when you guys, when you do original music, do you have old songs or older ones that you've had in your various bands that you sort of big giantize them?
There's a couple from New Million Box, but not older than that. Not right. Going back to Dearborn Valley or anything. I mean, the elderly,
we
get
together. Cover those.
Older
you can be
songs,
Big Giant, but you can cover all your old songs.
I know, that's right. There's been local nights where local bands cover other local bands.
I like that idea.
It's kind of almost silly.
Love that.
But it's
I like that idea.
Like nobody knows the band to begin with, and then they cover all those songs that nobody
Big Dipper
knows.
Songs, Neighborhoods.
Yeah, I mean, or if all that they at least know those songs. Yeah.
I want to do a Big Dipper song, and I want to do
I love Big Dipper.
The Neighborhood song, their big hit. She's the prettiest girl.
She's,
yeah. Oh yeah,
prettiest girl is great, great song. I love that song.
We're playing once a week, and we love it. I love it. One of the hard things with New Million Bucks, we couldn't get a weekly rehearsal. This it's band true. Is like we're cranking once a week.
You're rehearsing once a week.
Yeah.
And how many? Are you gigging a lot?
Yeah. Not that much. Once a month.
Once a month.
Yeah. Once a month?
Yeah. More or less.
You know, cool. You know what I also love about what you do is these well-done, original posters.
I just had friends who do that stuff and ask them.
Oh, really?
Because they're always great. Chris Barrett's girlfriend from Kingsley Flood.
Okay.
Kate, she did some of them back in the day. Smitty from Fire King did one recently.
Uh-huh.
The Space You saw the
like
people
Martian
in spacesuits, yeah, kind of.
Well, even the big giant one you have is—I mean, that's
all the stuff on the page was designed by Andrea, like the green.
That's great.
Thank you.
I like it a lot too.
Yeah, big fan of good graphics for posters.
I do music marketing for a living.
That's right. And it's
she's a talent.
You are with Shake and Howdy.
I am Shake and Howdy.
You are.
You're looking at Shake and Howdy.
I'm looking at Shake and Howdy.
That's true.
That's Inc. pretty awesome. And you represent some pretty awesome people.
I have had the great privilege of working with some
Bob Mould.
Big, yeah.
Nick Lowe.
Yeah. Benjamin
Speedy
Gilbert,
Ortiz.
Yeah.
Pernice Brothers.
Yeah.
You got War on Drugs.
When you sign up for the Pernice Brothers mailing list, you'll get a folksy sounding email from me personally.
Death Cab for Cutie?
Yep.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I love them.
It's been fun.
Have you met Bob Mould?
I have not. I shy away from asking for my clients for tickets when they come through Boston, and I think they appreciate it.
What about asking them to dinner?
I'm just sort of like, here's your website, enjoy.
What about asking to open up for them?
Yeah, that's what I've been saying.
Well, I wasn't in a band at the time, but now.
Now, you represent in what way? What's your job?
I do sort of general marketing. So when they need a website refresh, like in advance of a new release, or if they need some content for their social media channels, I do music videos, lyric videos.
How do you do the music videos?
I get footage from the artist, or I use animation programs. I'm releasing an animated lyric video shortly.
Sweet. So you're making videos.
I'm making videos. Yeah, I do everything. Graphic design, video, website development.
And you've been doing this kind of thing for a while now.
I used to work at Rounder Records.
Q Division
first, Sonic Vids before that, and Rounder for a couple of years. And then I went out on my own.
Took
a Rounder artist named Sandra Lerke with me as my first client.
I know him. He's good.
Yeah, he's very good.
And have you been singing throughout this time?
Or? No, so I stopped singing for 20 years. I sang in high school, I sang in college, and then I never sang again.
You just did.
Yeah, no, I was like, whatever. And yeah, I was like one of those people where like my high school yearbook, my teachers were like, see you on Broadway. And everyone assumed
it
used to be like a thing I did. And I was like, you know what? Nah. And I
so you totally disappointed them.
I did. I let everyone down.
Jeez, that's too bad.
Yeah, I'm good at that. And
aren't we all?
Aren't we all?
We're musicians. We're all good at letting people down.
Yes. And then I befriended
Did you get to off
Broadway
at least?
I did not. I did nothing. I literally sang
near
Broadway.
I got to off Broadway.
That's right. Did you really?
I wasn't.
Singing or?
No, I was an actor.
What is off? Newton?
Yeah, it's like, it's actually the seat right next to you.
Chockered players.
Off.
That's
a off.
That's
yeah.
a third that off, is, I think.
Yeah, it's a. It's
well,
a,
Chuck,
it's very
Chuck's
off.
Served like beer and wine at some of the theaters.
That counts.
I was an actor.
You're in it.
I was even naked on stage once.
Really?
I was.
Wow. I think we need to hear that story.
In a Shakespeare thing?
It wasn't Shakespeare, but it was, it was a blink of an eye, you know. If you blinked.
You'd miss you. You played a streaker.
I couldn't put those pants on fast enough, actually, when I was on stage.
How did we get to this point where we're thinking of naked Chuck on stage?
This actually is brought up at least twice a day for me, to be honest with you. Mm. All right. Well, enough of my nudity. I did want to talk a little bit about the music. I was listening to the Parrot song, and there's a couple of songs on that album that are like 7 minutes long. And sonically is so different from Big Giant and New Million Bucks. And my question was, and so we're in the studio right now, and we're kind of changing and writing as we're in there. Did you go, when you went into the studio for those songs, did you go in there with the idea of what it was? Were they already completed?
No.
Or did you just kind of played with it in the studio?
Well, Out of Wood I wrote, and we did that. I mean, I think Jim brought in a few songs. Parking was one beforehand that he did.
I mean, you had horns in there and
right.
like some...
That's Chris Barrett. I mean, there's eight of us. George Hall plays with Kingsley Flood. He plays in the band. George and Chris from Kingsley Flood. Joe from lots of bands. Yeah, basically what we do is we go into Q Division. One of the members is Rafi Sofer, who was the head engineer at Q Division.
Okay.
So we go into the smaller studio, Q Division, and just jam. And then he cuts it up. And we almost make some of the songs we make later Like, we'll just come up with stuff. Kevin is really gifted with lyrics and vocals, and he'll do a like he did Le Pantaloons or whatever, or the Parrot song. Like, the melody is
the
Kevin.
The song. I have it here. It was in French. I think you put it in there in French.
Right. That's, that was just because...
Pantaloon.
I called it the Pants song.
Yeah. Because I was always talking about wearing comfortable pants on Facebook. So
right, we, you do. And, and good burritos.
Was and still am.
Still is.
And good burritos.
And good burritos. Yeah, we don't have one about burritos, but we should.
So it was kind of built. You kind of did like the base of it, and it was...
That was all from one time in the studio. And then we did a couple of things in like at home. On all those guys are really good with GarageBand and various stuff. Yeah. Joe went to Berkeley, and he does all the geriatric music. All I do is the raps. He does all the music. But it comes out of him. It's amazing.
I mean, did you ever play it live?
I'd like to, actually. That'd be fun to do that. Essentially, what we did live with the elderly was just jammed for 2 hours, which was a little bit, you know, hard to take for some people. I mean, we really didn't even have songs, I don't think, when we played before we've jammed. And we went to do that at Sally's O'Brien's. And Jim had a theremin. We were making all these weird... He had a noise machine, like, wah! And, you know, and all these noise machines. And the owner, who wants to have a country, mostly have country music in there, he basically came over and shut us down after like 5 minutes. We were just warming up. And he said, you guys got to stop. And there's eight of us. I mean, Chris had come from, people come from, like George came from Gloucester.
Yeah.
I mean, we were pissed. But we kind of made a joke about, you know, that was, you know.
Oh, no. Yeah,
these girls came back and we broke up while you were gone, you know. Just, we tried to make a joke out of it, but we did play there once and it was fine.
Well, I thought it was great because it's so different from Big Giant. And
it is, yeah. And Geriatrics is different than that. And Kingsley Flood's more rootsy. Not that I only played on their first record, but Big Giant is I mean, I grew up, you're talking about Big Dipper. I really liked Big Dipper growing up, and so I'm trying to write like Big Dipper type.
There's a couple of songs in there that remind me of Big Dipper.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's kind of, they were an influence on me.
Yeah, guitar-based kind of riffy.
We've played with John Pohida a few times, who's really good, and he was talking about how Died on the Vine sounds like Sister Havana by Urge Overkill a little bit, and it's like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, that's guitar rock stuff. The Beatles.
And you play guitar for Big Giant.
For Big Giant, I play guitar, yeah. I even play a solo on a song, which is, wow. You know, I've got like a whole pedal board now. I'm really into electric guitar now, much more than drums. Like, really? While I was playing with drums with Og Stone, I was like, is that an ES-135? That thing's sweet, man. You
know? Are you into your pedals?
I'm into pedals, yeah.
Yeah.
I just got a Leslie pedal today. It's great. Rotosim. DLS effect.
Start.
You know how it is.
Yeah, Dave the drummer is like, oh God, I hate when you guys talk about gear.
You know, I hate pedals. I can't think about them. I can't figure them out.
I love my pedals.
I just want my guitar to sound the way I want it to sound. If I could press one button, then I'd be happy.
Well, get a Timmy pedal. That's all you need.
My husband got me a pedal. I'm a vocalist with a pedal.
With a pedal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do like
reverb.
Okay.
My
husband got me a pedal is also the name of our new song.
There's so many. You don't hear that every day.
You really don't. He's like, everyone else has a pedal board. Here you go.
Yeah, that's your pedal. Dave doesn't. Well, Dave has a drum pedal, so everyone has a pedal.
Everyone has something to kick.
That's true.
You know, I think that story about Sally O'Brien's maybe a nice video.
The owner comes over and tells us to leave. You need to shut up.
You just play and play, and all of a sudden it's like real live time. And like, what? And he like takes the plug out. You know,
that would
you
be
guys,
funny,
like,
actually.
Ran up, you're all pissed off. You ran out of it.
Well, you did a video for the Parrot one.
Oh, yeah. Joe does those things. Those are kind of just, my bandmates are creative, and they just throw those things together.
It's not of you guys. It's just like stock footage of like some interesting, the old guys playing horseshoes.
It
was kind of cool.
Those guys,
I liked it.
They're good with that stuff. I only just came in and jammed with them the one time, and then Rafi cut it all up. The song Out of Wood, I played on guitar, and you know, I had that one ahead of time. But everything else was just, you know, from my perspective, I just was winging it.
Well, The Easy Reasons was a big video, too. I mean, that was like a professional grade video.
Yep.
Is that a female singer?
That's Lisa Coyne, yeah. She used to be with the...
I just met her.
Eva Gina?
You just met Lisa?
I met her at it was the State of Live Music in Boston.
Oh, that's right.
I met her there.
Nice.
And she was speaking, and then...
Oh, she was? Wow.
She stood up, she started speaking, and she goes, I was in The Easy Reasons. I'm like, Easy Reasons? I know that band. And I went up to her afterwards and...
What did you play on that guitar?
Drums, and I sang harmony. I wrote some songs, too, actually.
That was a cool tune.
Oh, the song Peace? Yeah, that was Lisa
video
wrote that.
I saw, yeah.
Yeah, that was that song Lisa wrote, but thanks.
Yeah, she's cool.
That one, we got some good play on the air on like ZLX local
Oh, really?
And stuff.
Oh, cool.
Andrea, do you write
No, do you write, I do nothing but sing.
And you do you?
It's the easiest gig in the world. No load in.
Yeah, she's got a pedal. Sing, she can carry it in her pocketbook.
Now I'm like, oh, I got a pedal. Nice, I got to remember the pedal.
And you do some harmonies, I noticed.
I do, yes.
Yeah, very cool.
Thank you.
She's the harmony meister.
Thanks.
Nobody else in the band sings except for me and Andrew.
It's a lot of pressure.
Really?
Everyone else is grumpy about it.
No, I was very flattered because Will said, I've been waiting for years to find a female singer that like I think I sound good with. So it's you.
It's you.
Said, okay.
It's you. Congratulations.
All right.
Now you're going to be famous.
That's how I kind of ended up being a singer because no one else in the bands I had wanted to sing.
Yeah, that's the same with me. In fact, I played drums and sang. We did Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin, and I played that drum part and sang really, really high. But I was like 16, so I could kind of do it. But it was like, that's only because no one else wanted to.
You had a lengthy puberty that allowed you to sing that
high. Yeah, yeah. Or I gave it a shot anyway.
Really
going
to some interesting places.
The idea that I mean, I've told you before, it's like I don't consider myself, some people are like, I'm a singer. You know, I just started singing out of necessity and out of writing songs and someone's got to sing it. I'm going to sing it, you know. Well, thank you. I mean, I wish
I consider him a singer.
Yeah, I do too.
I wish my voice was a little bit higher, like a pop voice, you know.
I wish I could hit those. I can blow up my voice real easily if I can push it too high.
Yeah.
But you have a very, it's a unique voice. It doesn't sound like anybody else.
I have an old friend who once said that all male rock singers can be divided into Cher or Ethel Merman. If you think about like that.
So are you calling Will Davies? Oh, it's a Cher.
Oh, he's a Cher.
I was going to say an Ethel Merman, but you're a Cher.
No, like the Axl Rose is an Ethel Merman. Think about that.
That's creamy, kind of. But I just saw this footage of Crowded House on Jay Leno. And, I mean, Neil Finn's got a great voice for pop stuff.
You know?
It's just like that kind of voice. I always wish I had that kind of, like, pop voice. But I'm happy I can sing it all, and I'm glad to write songs. I mean, I'm not saying, I don't mean to be about it, but.
No, I know. It's always
an
issue.
My voice is quirky. It's not like everybody. Like, John Pohyta's got this range in his voice, so he just, everybody likes it. You know, kind of his mass appeal voice. It's like, I don't know how to put it. Like Todd Rundgren. He sounds like Todd Rundgren.
He does. Right.
Todd Rundgren had that in the pocket high voice. It's sort of just if your voice sits above the guitar stuff, mine gets lost in that a little bit. You know, and I'm not doing like Nick Cave. You know, you can get really dark or something with a lower voice, but it's like, what do you do with it when you're trying to sing pop songs?
I started off singing a lot of lower stuff, and then
you get a low voice.
But you lose that. I lose control. I can't hit notes as well, and so I go a little higher, and I'm a little better higher.
Right.
But then I blow my vocal cords out because
and you
I'm
realize
singing.
Your range is like this wide.
I know.
Yeah, I don't have a range.
No range. So that's when I have Ronnie come in and sing the high parts.
Nice.
Yeah, very
it's like
nice.
The opera parts.
I have to come see you guys sometimes. Butler Frogs. We'll have to have you come and play Sally's with us.
Love to. We played Sally's once.
How was it?
Yeah.
It was quick.
Did they shut you down?
Quick
that wasn't 8 minutes.
It was. Yeah. We
love
like,
you,
actually
Sally's.
Got through the whole set.
We went there. Actually, I saw your mom and dad there. No. That was another time I went to go see you. What? Well, the few times I've seen you play, your mom and dad were there.
No, I thought you meant when we played Sally's.
No, I was mixing
that
up.
That was weird.
But we went there. We played like 11 o'clock. And so, like,
was it a weeknight?
Of your band.
It must have been a weeknight, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we go up there and it's like five of us and we can barely fit in the stage. And it was, you know, we had a good time. We had one guy in front of us who was like really psyched to hear us.
If anyone in your band is an audio engineer, then we're definitely putting them on a gig.
No, we're not.
Where there's no sound.
We're not our audio engineer.
You mean you could do it yourself? Oh, yeah, because we have one. Every band has to have their own sound guy. We got yelled at by a band for not helping them with the sound, but there's no sound guy. I don't know how to run their board.
We're just
either,
like, which one am I plugged into?
The live thing always an issue for us, trying to get the right tone and making sure everyone can be heard. And it's so far and few between.
You don't have any pedals.
Yeah. I do have pedals.
You had about 8 pedals.
I do have pedals.
Yes, we do. Dave Moore has.
Dave Moore has plenty of pedals. I have pedals.
Multiple.
But you know, that's my dream to have a sound guy.
Them,
and it's my dream to have a sound guy, and my dream to have roadies.
Oh.
When did you start playing guitar?
In the third grade.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I'm not nearly as good as I should be playing for 175 years like I've been playing.
Did you take lessons?
I did. I took folk lessons.
Just
and then
folk?
I went to Berkeley for a little bit.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I went there with Dave Ulrich. Remember Dave?
Yeah. I played in a band with Dave Ulrich.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was there when he was
I played a band with everybody.
I was there when he was there, and I think he's teaching.
Davis? Really?
I think he's teaching down in Virginia somewhere.
Wow.
I haven't seen him in 20 years or something like that. But
we played after high school for a little while. Dave played.
He was a good guitarist, too.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah. And I, you know, we weren't friends and close friends anyways in high school, but
he was more of a popular kid. You were pretty in with the popular kids.
I was like a peripheral guy.
Were you? I was too.
I was a hanger on.
Were you? I'd like to think that I got along with everybody, but
I get along with everybody.
Yeah,
I didn't have any enemies.
Right. Among other things.
Well, back to music.
Sorry. Well, high school was fun.
It was fun. I'd like to be back in high school again.
Eh, not really.
No?
Well, I'd like to be that young again because I felt really good when I was 18. But
I don't know if I felt good.
Well, I feel better when I do it 48.
Okay, that's a good point.
When I was 18.
That's a good point.
More energy.
So you're in two bands now, and you're in one band now.
He's in two bands.
But you just started this other...
Big Giant has been together just over a year now. And
oh, really?
Yeah, amazingly.
Wow. Yeah. That happened fast. And you have an EP out now, right?
Yeah, we're working on recording.
Self-titled?
It's just called EP. I mean, we didn't really have a name. Yeah.
It's really good. I really
Thank
like
you.
It.
Thank you. We did that for free, and we have a whole bunch of new songs we want to record. We just haven't figured out how we're going
to
do that yet.
But it's fun to record, isn't it?
Well,
you do it all the time, so you're used to it.
I'm a
garage
band person, but Will is not.
I want to be a garage band.
And how did you leave? How did you end up leaving Kings of Flood?
They were touring too much, and I didn't want to do it. It was too much of a commitment. It was also I'm a songwriter, and I wanted to have my own band, and that was very much Nassim's project, and I didn't want to be a sidekick. So there was that too. But it was fun playing some shows. We played some great shows in D.C. to packed clubs. Like, I've never been in a packed club, and we had to come through the crowd from the back of the club.
Honey.
It's like, ladies and gentlemen, Kingsley Flood, and the whole place is going nuts, and we're walking through the crowd like, thank you very much. You know, it's like nobody knows who I am, right? But there's all these people, and it was great.
That is pretty cool. That's never happened to me before.
For some reason, they drummed up these crowds. You felt like a rock star every time you played. We went to New York, Arlene's Grocery. It was packed.
Arlene's Grocery was a great place.
Super fun. I mean, Nassim's wife, I guess at this point, writes speeches for Obama, and they know a lot of people in D.C. He went to Harvard.
Yeah, he's a Harvard guy, right?
Yeah. So we play in D.C., it'd be packed. It's great. It was fun for the fact that he played a lot of people. Yeah. But I didn't really want to. D.C. was the farthest I went. We played, playing on NPR was pretty fun. I played the NPR drum set. We had the whole band. I mean, I was playing in a room. The drum room at NPR was bigger than, you know, this whole room.
So Big Giant.
Yep.
And how can people find Big Giant? You don't have a website right now, do you?
We have a band camp.
You have a band camp.
Big Giant.
It's tough music? Because if you Giant Google Big Giant, you can't find it.
There's
I think
a
Big Giant
things.
Band doesn't
that
even come
when
up.
We named it.
No, actually,
it
does. I Googled
it
Big
does,
Giant.
It does.
Band.
Big Giant Band.
You have to say Big Giant Music.
Music.com.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But you do have a Facebook page, Big
yes.
Giant.
We do.
Yes.
And then the other band that you're playing in now, what's the name of that band again?
Og Stone and the Love Conspiracy.
Excellent.
Apparently, we're playing at Atwoods in September.
Oh, sweet. I've never played Atwoods.
He got
I'd love
this
to play
gig in
place.
A second. I'm like, how'd you get that?
Yeah, biggiantmusic.band.
Yes.
I like Atwoods a lot. That's a cool
I've never
place.
Played there, so.
It's a great place in Cambridge, yeah.
I've never been, but, but so many people are playing
I've been,
there.
I've seen Krigler, shows,
that's
but
what
I've never
Jason
played
Jason Krigler
there.
Played for
it's
years.
It's booked by Randy Millman, who used to book TT's.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right, yep.
And you know Allie McGurk? You know Joe McGurk?
I know Joe McGurk.
His daughter, Allie.
Okay.
She's a singer, and she's been singing all over Boston lately. She's been playing.
Was he from Concord originally?
He was from Maynard. But he's
got a beard. He works at Island Kitchen?
Yeah. Well, he used to work there. I think he just changed. But he's a good guy, and his daughter is a fantastic singer. She actually sang here once.
Really? I didn't know that. Nice.
Yeah, yeah. And the last thing I wanted to talk about was... I think the music community. I know you just moved out and you now live in Arlington.
Yeah, I mean, I just live the next town over from Somerville.
But the music community in Somerville is pretty amazing, and you seem to know so many musicians. You know, I live in the boonies in
you don't know
in Carlisle. I don't know.
In Carlisle.
I'm vicariously living through you. I'm on the outskirts of the people who know each other.
Yeah.
You know, I know Ronnie, and he's
spend a lot of time walking at the bogs. I love going to Carlisle.
There's a lot of bugs in Carlisle. A lot of mosquitoes.
Well, I said the bogs. But
oh, the bogs. Okay. The
cranberry
bogs. There's some cranberry bogs
but there are
too.
Bugs there, too.
But I always thought that in the Somerville music community, it seems like a really cool and interesting, very different kind of community than that. What I've heard in like some other places, it's like they have the Porch Fest, which is kind of a cool, and they want to move
Arlington does now too. Yeah.
Arlington is gonna. I heard they're gonna start opening them up to different places
time.
Too.
They play JP Porch Fest, Somerville Porch.
I mean, I don't even so much
we
have a question as much as you know, the Somerville music community seems like a really I don't know if I'd call it tight knit, but it's there's just so many bands, there's so many music per capita.
Somerville,
in
Alston,
Somerville.
Jamaica,
and
Plain,
Alston too. Yeah,
Boston.
Yeah.
I mean that whole. Yeah, I mean right. And there's a big scene in Gloucester. Depends where you go. There's And a lot not just in the city.
And but, a lot of music and a lot of music venues there too, and smaller music venues.
In
Somerville.
Well, Johnny D's just closed.
Johnny D's is closed, right.
But I mean, we have Thunder Road that just opened
that
up.
That just opened up.
But before that was Radio. Radio was more friendly to the local bands.
That's right down the street from Sally Ann's, right? Sally O'Brien's, rather.
Yeah.
And then Toad, you played a Toad.
We played Toad once with New Million Bucks.
Cambridge.
Yeah, that's Cambridge.
Have you played Toad?
I haven't.
It's hard to get into Toad.
Yeah, yeah. It's a cool listening room. I like that place.
Yeah, and it's booked by the same guy who books the Lizard, Billy Beard.
So. Yeah, Billy Beard.
You have kind of an in.
Yeah, but we haven't got a gig there yet.
You didn't ask me for one.
Ah, okay. Well, you're our new best friend, Andrea.
I didn't know if Chuck, you were getting at this, but is there sort of a Somerville connection? Do you guys have are there certain musicians you guys sort of consider yourself? Yeah, we're kind of like the Somerville gang, or do you feel any type of camaraderie? Or
I mean, there. I think my friend Lisa plays in a band called Viva Gina, and they have a group of younger, because of Girls Rock Camp, there's a lot of female bands, more female rock bands than there used to be, and they kind of bond together, the young 20 somethings, I think, but for 48 year old people, and you know, we're all in our 40s, not as much bonding as together. I mean, I know our friend Ray, who recorded our record, plays in a band called Powderhouse, and he's maybe in early 50s. I mean,
I've heard of that band.
Yeah. I want to say that there's more like an underground railroad of talented musicians in their 40s, living in the suburbs, living like grown-ups with kids.
Right.
And we all kind of meet each other accidentally at shows or through other people, and it's like this little square dance of like everyone's in each other's bands, and then one person goes off and takes them with them and meets other people.
Yeah, and I think
it's
different
that's for what, the older
yeah. crowd.
But I think that's probably, I mean, because of that kind of community there,
right?
Why you're in so many bands and a couple bands at the same time, because and it's all kind of incestuous. Like a lot of people in there,
right?
Everybody's bands. And, I mean, when I'm in a band, it's like. It's the only thing I do. It's just that one band.
But and you never practice, though.
We never
practice. It's funny, though, because we have sort of
a
watered-down version of that, though, out here. Because think about the groups between Allison and between Mike and between Laura and me. And we did all these, Perry? And there's different sort of collections of people that we have jammed with and played with. They don't necessarily all have different entities or names. I know what you mean. We're all kind of old. And we play music together. We've been in many bands.
Yeah, yeah.
But the great thing is that
we love music.
You've been able to do other different kinds of music because you're in different kinds of bands.
Right.
You know, you can kind of.
I've been playing
totally
a long time.
Direction.
Some people haven't been playing as long, but I met a lot of my musician friends from an online board, actually, like the Noise Board. And I met Chris Barrett. I met, you know, Dave Coughlin, my drummer, was on there already. Joe, I met all of the elderly guys. A lot is from a board, which is just a bunch of musicians talking about music. And then we'd actually get together and hang out and then started playing together.
All right, well, we've been talking for almost an hour. I would love to hear you guys play a song, and what are you going to play for us?
We're going to play a song called Forward, which is actually an older song by New Million Bucks. So.
Okay.
Should we just go get the guitars?
Yeah, go get the guitar, and we're going to point the microphones at you.
Okay.
And we're not going to plug in or anything like that. We're just going to get up.
Okay.
All right, if you're ready.
And the song is called Forward.
On a Sunday, the well was running dry, the sky is dark. Opportunity, this could just be what we're waiting for. It took a while to see, leading a foolish horse to water, having the strength to believe in any other way but forward, forward. All of those lies, they couldn't help tell. Minimal amount of perspiration tied to the tracks. The train is bearing down. Broken quotes
and apostrophes, discrimination. It took a long time to see, leading a broken man to market. I have no faith in thee.
Hey, so that's our show for today. Thanks to Will and Andrea for the great songs and conversation. You can purchase their music and check out all of Will's bands on iTunes and CD Baby. And as always, we are grateful for the hospitality of Woods Hill Table for letting us record there. Check out our own website at AboveTheBasement.com where you can sign up for our newsletter, listen and subscribe to our podcast, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and look at those really nice pictures we post on Instagram. We are everywhere. On behalf of Chuck and myself, thanks for listening. Tell your friends, and remember, Boston music, like its history, is unique.